Okay. How to get real social media ROI. That's what we're talking about today. Welcome. I'm Tessa, Director of Business Development at Ashford Digital. We help business owners demystify marketing and business management one topic at a time. Today, our guest is Laura Rubinstein. She is an award-winning social media and marketing strategist and the founder of Social Buzz Club. Welcome, Laura.
Oh, it's great to be here, Tess.
I'm so glad to have you on because I have lots of things to brag about what Laura does and her social media buzz club, of course. But before we dive into that, let's talk about how to get real social media ROI. But before that, well, here's a little more about Laura's background. She's the author of the best-selling book, Social Media Myths Busted, The Small Business Guide to Online Revenue. She's also a founder of Social Media Buzz Club, which is an influencer network and gamified content
Can I
sharing.
stop you?
Yeah.
You said Social Media Buzz Club. A lot of people do say that, but it's actually just
Oh,
Social
just
Buzz
Social
Club.
Buzz Club. Got it. Okay.
So
So
you
let
want
me
to
just,
start?
I'm going to, no, we don't have to, we could start all over. We
Up
might
to
as
you.
well.
Do you want me to start and stop it again?
Social Buzz Club. Nope. No, you can just cut it. How to get real social media ROI. That's what we're talking about today. Welcome. I'm Tessa, Director of Business Development at Ashford Digital. We help business owners demystify marketing and business management one topic at a time. Today, our guest is Laura Rubinstein, and she is an award-winning social media and marketing strategist and the founder of Social Buzz Club. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, great to be here, Tess.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to get down to how we really get social media ROI. But before we dive into that, here's a little more about Laura's background. She's the author of the best-selling book, Social Media Myths Busted, The Small Business Guide to Online Revenue. And she is the founder of Social Buzz Club, which is an influencer network and gamified content sharing platform. And she's a highly sought-after speaker and consultant who has optimized marketing plans for over 1,000 businesses with innovative profit-generating strategies. And on top of that, Social Buzz Club is one of my favorite content curation and sharing platforms. It's an important tool in my tool belt that helps me to ensure I have ROI on my social media efforts. Because as a marketing company and social media manager, I'm always concerned about showing profits and effectiveness in social media campaigns. That's what we're judged by. So that's why I wanted to make sure we chat with Laura, and learn how we can get an ROI for our clients and for ourselves. So, Laura, how can we ensure that we're getting that ROI for our clients and for us?
Well, like you said, showing that return is so important. It's the proof. It's that real reason why we do social media, right? And why clients hire us to do social media. So using a system like Social Buzz Club, it's really an industry game changer for anybody in marketing, especially digital media or social media marketing, because you can now get the reach and the engagement on you and your own content, on your clients' content, beyond simply posting on your own. I mean, there's a ton of tools out there that'll let you post your schedule your content, post your content, repost your content, but who's posting your content on their social networks to expand that reach? Social Buzz Club, the tribe. We bring your clients' content and your content to the fingertips of a network of influencers who will share it. And we make it easy for others to find content on our network. And you get a very simple way to fill up your content calendar and your clients' content calendar with things beyond creating your own content. So you can have your content shared by others, and you can have content to find to share. It's just brilliant. And the reason it works is because it's something you love, Tess. It's the gamification. It's this reciprocity, because when you share other people's content, you get these credits.
Right. So they're all working with you're all working together, the tribes working to help promote each other. It's the giver's gain kind of mentality if you, sharing other people's content. But most of us as marketing managers are already sharing content. If you think about it, we have to go look for articles for our clients to share. We have to look for relevant topics. So what's so cool to me is that it pulls all those things that we need as social media managers into one spot and makes it easy for us to share that content and track it, because we can share someone else's content. They don't really, we're not really tracking all that benefit. Now you can see how much reach your posts are getting, how many shares they're getting, other people are doing for you. So it's really exciting to see it all come together, because this really is truly the epitome of what we are doing as social media managers.
Exactly.
So, it's also building relationships. So I did want to mention that. I love the idea that we find people who are really aligned with us we can easily share their content for. So you can build these relationships that you both can share content for each other, especially if it's a mutual industry and you're, targeting the same people. So you really get, it's not just an online place. You're actually getting some friendships out of it, some possible partnerships, some people that could maybe, do webinars with down the road. You're meeting people while you're on there.
Totally. Yes. It's a tribe in and of itself, and it helps you build your platform, whether you're an author, your client's an author, a consultant, a coach, a speaker, a thought leader, even a B2C business can get value out of this. Realtors, attorneys, professionals, it really, anybody who has some valuable content they want to get out in the world can use this tribe to build their tribe, really.
Exactly. Well, and I think that's one of the things that I see. I can see it being something that any of my clients can use. Like you said, any industry. I mean, if we're sharing content across, our clients already, which most of us in our marketing companies are trying to get, more share opportunities. And so we're naturally doing that inside our business. We just don't have that smooth system to make it easy and trackable. So I love this system for that. Well, and I guess one of our other questions, Laura, is, that I mentioned tracking. So maybe you can show us, how your system helps us prove that we're getting a return on investment return on investment for our social media efforts.
Sure. I'd love to show the system. I also like to say, when your content is reaching more people, you know what happens. You're getting more chance for engagement. When you get more engagement on your social, you get more traffic to your sites. More traffic means what? If your website is doing what your company does for your clients, it's converting into more leads. When you get more leads, you get more relationships. When you get more relationships, you get more sales, you get more customers. You keep, and you also keep existing customers, because they see that you're constantly on there providing them good content. Also, providing their, you're doing the work and you're getting them more clients. So you're going to keep more customers. They're going to keep more customers. It's just kind of a win-win-win. So let me show you and talk you through a little bit more about how you can get and what it looks like and what some of our clients and our members, I should say, really do get out of it.
Yeah, the results. That's a cool part too.
Yes, the results. So it's really quite elegant, I like to say. So when you log in, you get to this feed that has all kinds of content in it, from other professionals, thought leaders, business owners, social media marketers, and it's high quality content, because it's all up to you what you share when you enter here, when you do this for your clients. You're only going to share relevant content that's really good. So you want to make sure your content is really good. In fact, so it's as simple as 1, 2, 3 to share. If I want to share this, when scaling your small business isn't worth the stress. This sounds like a really good article by Michaela. And I can read it by clicking on that title. And if I like it and I know her work is really good, I can either share it now or schedule to a later date. And I can choose where I want to share it, to what Twitter account that I've hooked up. And you can only share it one at a time because of Twitter's new rules as of March of 2018. And she's already written the tweet for me. She's got an image in here. There's a link. It's got hashtags, everything. So then I could just share it out. Now, what's really cool is Michaela's going to get a lot more visibility than she would have if she just shared it to her own. And I'm sure she's already shared this to her own Twitter account, but my Twitter account has 30,000 followers. So she just got a reach of that. And in fact, on my Twitter account, it just said my reach is now, even though I have 30,000 followers, my posts are reaching more like 600,000 people. So her post now has the potential to getting viewed of some percentage of that 600,000. A lot better. In fact, we had one of our members share another member's content, and that guy got his post that are retweeted by another account that had over 300,000 followers. So the virality is in the proof of shares, reshares. In regular tweeting, so if you just go put something out on Twitter right now, you have a less than 6% chance that it's going to be retweeted within the first hour. Okay. And then it's gone. Now, Michaela put this in 3 days ago, and I just tweeted it out. It's basically a retweet. So, and she's going to get, 30,000 to 600,000 reach to it.
Which is huge. And that's as marketing managers, it's so hard for us to show that, to be able to track that. And I love that the system tracks those types of shares and can give you reports as far as what's going on with the with your sharing efforts. Mm-hmm. And other people are seeing it too. So they are seeing, okay, Tessa's sharing this. It's getting a lot of traction. Like, they might reach out and figure out, again, partnerships, strategic relationships that might be really beneficial because it's a natural fit. So I love that. I love that it's so easy to share to the different platforms. And what you're doing too, can you explain how the system works as far as like getting your shares in there?
Yeah. So if you want your content to be in here, you have to earn credits. So I just earned a credit, actually. You see, I have 35,086 credits. I share quite a bit. If I refresh, because I didn't refresh since I shared that, I should get 35,087, right?
Yeah.
So because I shared it to one Twitter account, wherever you share to, whether it's a LinkedIn account, Twitter account, Facebook, you're going to get a credit. If you share one of these outlined post, you actually get two credits.
And that's called, there's a specific title of that type of post. What is that post called?
Premium Buzz.
Premium Buzz. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's Premium Buzz. So you get 2 points for sharing that. And so if you want to shout out about our upcoming Social Buzz U webinar, which is great, and you can learn about it. Again, like I said, you can click on the headline and it brings up what we have designed is what we call an iframe or a framed page. So you're still in the Buzz Club website, and we're on screen share, so it takes a minute here, but it'll bring in the blog post that actually shows you where you can sign up and tells you what it's all about. So it embeds the blog post in this page, and you always want to use the share buttons in the frame at the top to get your credits. Okay, so now how do you get your post listed here? Well, first of all, you need 5 credits, okay, to submit Buzz. Second, then you'll click the submit Buzz on the navigation. And then you need to know what is the URL to the blog post or the podcast or whatever it is you want to submit in. And so we have one queued up for you.
Oh, thank you. While you're pulling that up, the thing about the 5 credits too, it's not 5 different articles. It could be one person's article, but 3 platforms.
Yes.
Right.
Wherever you share it to, you get a credit each time.
I think a lot of people would do the math and like, oh, I have to share 5 times for one. That's not it at all. It could be just sharing a couple times across your different platforms.
Yeah. Or share the Premium Buzz and get 2 credits.
And yeah, exactly.
Share that twice and you're almost
good. You got your post in. I think, and as you're bringing it up too, is that people can be thinking about this ahead of time when they're creating this content, right? So they're creating it with the intention to share it. We spend a little more time making really high quality content that you know needs and wants, that people need and want to share. And that makes it so much easier to do this.
Yeah, one of our members was doing great with blog posts, getting them up there. And then she started reading the the blog posts that other people were putting up. She goes, oh my gosh, my blog posts are not nearly as good as these. I better increase the quality. And now her blog is amazing because she realized she wasn't in the right league. She needed to up her game, and now she is in the right league. So what I've done here on the page to Submit Buzz is I went and I copied the URL from your most recent blog post, which actually happens to be a podcast with a video. And this is like a beautiful example for several reasons. And you were saying, think about the quality of your of what your content is. You've got a video, you've got an image, you've actually got two images, I know, on this page. You even have the cover image for it. Mm-hmm. You have a call to action, and you have content. So it's a beautiful page for a buzz. So you copy that and you paste it in here, and I recommend shortening it because then it populates everything else for you and you have to do a lot less work. You still have to do some because you're going to want to make sure it works for this purpose. So it populated the title, and nowadays it seems like it's adding the site name or the section, but think about what you want as the title in red here. Starting your business with style and ease. You don't need to say Ashford Digital Podcast in here, but this will be enough to attract them, or how to start, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And you notice it's all caps on the left of this box, so I don't really need to initial cap it, but if you want to,
automatically does that.
It will automatically do it. And then this is a little long, got questions about starting to listen. Let's see if we can shorten it just a little bit and give them a description. This is not bad, actually. And you can change it, get answers to how to start a business, about how to start a business in this podcast. How do you pick a name? Do you need to incorporate? And I might even take out your business. If so, how do you do that? Do you need a business plan and more? Okay. And you'll see what we do with that. You can add tags. Now, tags are keywords for finding within the Buzz Club content. Remember, we talked about finding relevant content. So you might put in keywords like podcast, business advice, startup, entrepreneur. We also have categories that will help people, like business development, and could be business news, we also have entrepreneurs and small business. So those will be, you know, just pick two or three.
Is there a number, is there a max on tags or
categories? I don't recommend doing more than five, and please do not select all. That would just be rude.
That would be rude. Not very accurate. Yeah. So be realistic with your tags, guys.
Exactly. So here I just click the next button, or you can click the tab, and you'll see it did not populate what I just wrote. If you want to see it, what I just wrote, you uncheck it and recheck it, and now it's got it. In fact, I would add in in the tweet, you know, because what we're doing is writing the tweet here for other people.
So we're prepping it for other people, so it makes it easier for them to share.
So I would, in the tweet, say from your @TessaAshford. Now you'll get a lot more visibility for that. You'll be able to track this in your Twitter when somebody does do that. If there's a hashtag you like to use, you know, put in a hashtag like business or entrepreneur or whatever. And then the LinkedIn, same thing. Uncheck, recheck, and we could put in your site here, Ashford Digital, or we could put in your name. It's up to you.
Got it. Yeah, just Ashford Digital.
And we could actually do a hashtag podcast.
So hashtags can go in these, obviously, in the description if we want them to. Is there any? Well, obviously, it's showing us characters. So my screen's over here. So if you look me over,
I'm looking over there.
So that, as far as like adding little things, I mean, as long as we're under the character set, we can put those hashtags or tags.
Yeah. Exactly. Facebook's a little bit of a different animal. They don't let you pre-populate the description. So it is blank. But what it does do is whatever you put in that step one description, it puts in with the image. But the person sharing will have to populate that. And just FYI, please know that. So
technically, they could grab it from below if they really wanted to.
They could, yeah.
Yeah. If they need it to save time.
Yeah, exactly. But this is in the submission, nothing will, even if you put something in here, it's not going to show up when somebody goes to share it. It's just against Facebook's terms. So step three.
is typing stuff in there and being frustrated that it's not coming through.
Yeah. So step three is really cool because you know how you could schedule posts to go out to social media? Well, here you can schedule them to go into the feed. So if you have three or four blog posts that you want people to share over the month, you know, don't put them all in at once. Schedule them in, stagger them in, because if you see somebody's post in here three times in a row, you're going to share it once. You're going to share one of them. But if you see them over time, you're more likely to share, oh, this week I'll share this, this week I'll share that, this week I'll share that.
So kind of distributing. So do your articles in batches, because batching is smart and saves us time. Schedule them out, and then they'll get dripped to
the people. So in theory, if you're working with a client on this and you have the blog post all ready to go, and maybe you're doing this in arrears, so to speak, you can schedule a whole month worth of submissions in here on one day. And you don't have to, you can do this once a month, and except for the sharing, for the submitting content. Right?
So when you share content for other people, you can schedule that too, right?
And you can, yes. You could schedule out a month at a time or weeks at a time or whatever you want.
And do we get credit? So I'm trying to think again in batching tech, in that philosophy of batching our stuff together. I mean, if you're doing all your sharing and you're scheduling it out, you get credit for scheduling it out, or does it
you get credit when it goes? Because you can always cancel it.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Scheduling, it defaults to right when you put it in, but I always like to click the now button because it updates that, and then click done. If you want it scheduled right now, I mean, if you want to submit it right now, if you want to schedule for another date and time, you just pick it there. And then the default is 30 days. However, if this is evergreen content, why not set it out for a couple of years?
Got it.
Right. So, you know, I'll just set it out for a couple of years.
And that's the amount of time it's available on Social Buzz Club. So
correct.
You mentioned before, like when we post for it, you have a chance of 6% chance of people sharing it when you first post it. And that's if you only post once. The fact that we're making this content available to people for an extended period of time, it's like kind of keeping it, storing it there for people, not just right. That one time. And I have a statistic of my own, and that's that you only get 4% of your audience to view at any given time. 4% of your audience will see what you posted. So having a system like this where it's available for people to search anytime, they can come in and repost for you. That's, you know, obviously working smarter, not harder here. Yeah. But then you've got this opportunity to keep it live for more evergreen content going forward. And then when someone's researching a topic, they can pop in and share based on that. So I love that you can book it out. And you said how many, you can do up to two years?
No, you can do, well,
you as can, long as you want. But
you know, we go out to 2030,
right?
Here. So I like, feel, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay. So
2 years is a good, I say if it's, you know, if it's going to be current for at least 2 years, keep it to 2 years. And if it's really good after that, you could always repost it. And so to get it back up to the top, there's always that option.
And you might need to update your blog post at that point anyway.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly. You know, after 2 years, your blog might need a little refreshing anyhow, if you were still sending traffic to that.
Exactly. And so then you check, I certify this is my own content, or I'm authorized. So Tess, am I authorized to submit this for
you?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, great. And add the buzz, and it shows you in your dashboard that it is live. And then if you go to the Buzz Now page, you'll see it's at the top of the page and ready for people to share. But you'll notice, oh my goodness, there are no buttons for me to share because I cannot earn credit on my own content.
So how I think of this for my clients, this is how I want to run my business, but moving forward, now that Social Buzz Club is in my life and I'm so happy that it is, that I can have my clients on as customers in Social Buzz Club. So even though I'm their marketing person, I can set them up with their, include it in my social media package for that matter, you know, the cost to be a member. Then I can go into theirs, share their posts out, share for them, and then I can go to my Buzz and share that client's. And then it's just this awesome, just huge flow of data, right? So you can bring your own team in, and maybe those people that are really good sharers for you, you go get them and bring them in, your power team, as they call it in the BNI world, you know, get those people on it too. And that's where I see the huge value, because we're already doing this. We do this on a daily basis. We just do it the really hard way.
Love that you said that. Get your BNI team in Social Buzz Club. Oh, I didn't show you one other thing. You can create a group within the club to just filter out their content if you'd like. Should I share that?
Yeah. So that is one of the big things I think is going to draw. That's going to be a draw for us as marketing managers, so that we can have those power teams in there. But then it could be a group for your clients, right? Theoretically, can you have one group or can you have many groups?
You can have one group.
One group. Okay.
And it's called your buzz group at this time. That may change. We may have it more in the future. But if I wanted to add someone to the group, you see, some have don't have the yellow. That means they've been already added. If they do have the yellow plus sign, you can add them to the group. And then to see who's in your group, this link up here, this checkbox that says only show buzz from my buzz group, if I click that and then click the search button, it's going to show up and filter out only my buzz group. Now, if I want to change who's in my buzz group, I can go to my dashboard and, you know, minus them.
Modify. Okay. Okay. But at least, I mean, if you only had 10 minutes to spend to hop in and do it, and maybe you do go to your special group of people that are approved ones, or if you're looking for certain people that you go to on a regular basis, I would say, but it's good to get to know other people out there and to check in their content, see if it's a good fit for you. Cause you never know. I think if we don't limit ourselves just to our approved people, we have to keep looking. Cause with us bringing on my clients, you know, there's a whole new, you know, influx of content that's going to be in there. And this is going to keep happening as the relaunch is happening. We're going to get more and more new people that you might love the content from. So keep your mind open as you're going through these, I guess is my point too. Yeah. So, when a system, obviously, this is is an awesome system, and I can bring my whole tribe, and I can get into my clients into this program. But what if I'm a marketing manager and I want to bring my clients in? So, do you have a specific program for us, an affiliate program, essentially, right?
We do. We'd love to bring you in as an affiliate, and oh, goodness, there's so much involved with this. But one thing I didn't show with you, there's a bunch of bonuses too. Part of this system is you get a whole learning center. Okay, we have the Social Buzz U Learning Center, and every twice a month we are offering webinars from experts. This past week we had Penny Sansevieri. She's a book marketing expert, and she gave us the keys to selling more books when your book's not selling. How good is that for anybody, right? So everyone who joins the Social Buzz Club gets access to that. Now, if you join as an affiliate today, you have the opportunity to be featured as an expert on Social Buzz U. And by the way, you do get to make an offer. So if you want to give away something for free and build your list, or you want to sell something, or both, you can do that. So I want to feature anyone who wants to take anyone in your audience test. Peeps.
and I strongly recommend this. So I know I have a lot of marketing companies that are out, that are in my group. I know I have a lot of, you know, social media managers. I have SEO, I have web designers. Everyone should be thinking of this as something for their business. But then that idea of bringing on people, your tribe, and becoming an affiliate, I mean, it's worth it, because being special, you know, being featured as a guest, that's huge. I mean, it makes a big difference when you're out there and people are learning about you, and then being, you know, being able to be featured as, oh, and you may have already talked about that, but the double credit buzz feature.
Oh, so the top referrer of the month, the top affiliate, a referral partner of the month, will get to have a double credit buzz featured, the premium buzz at the top featured for a week. So you can make it to be to, you know, a really, like you like to say, cornerstone piece of content, or a launch promotion, and you can choose it pretty much any week you want of the year, as long as somebody else hasn't taken it, like, you know, if you're
right, not scheduled in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, it's great. The more people that you refer in, obviously, the more you are rewarding people for obviously bringing clients in, which is awesome.
Yeah. The next special that I'm doing for your peeps as well, who you bring in as a referral affiliate partners, is something I didn't show you either, which is, and let me just bring it up because it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's our, what we call reward store. So this is a brand new feature, even if you've heard of Social Buzz Club before, because you may have noticed, for those of you who have heard of us, our software is new. By the way, what I'm showing now is the Learning Center. That's Penny's, they're pictures of me because they're just thumbnails, but these speakers have done incredible webinars, and that's what I assume all of your, if you're an affiliate partner, you're probably going to have something. You can also gift it to a sponsor if you want. So as long as they have high quality content that teaches something to entrepreneurs. So the next benefit of becoming a referral partner through you, Tessa, is that they have the opportunity, if you have 3 months of driving 5 or more referrals, you get to put a reward in the reward center. What is that? Well, right now you can see you can buy with credits a social media makeover session with me, which is normally $250. So I made it 250 credits.
Ah, I gotcha. Okay. So they could use, I mean, they can obviously use their credits to post, but if they want to use it to buy something like web design brainstorm session or like your makeover strategy session, yeah, they could do that if you get 3 months of 5 or more referrals a month, is essentially.
Yeah. So yeah. Or if you did 15 referrals in 1 month, I'll put it in there. So.
If you were really ambitious, it's okay. We'll reward you.
Yes. So the idea is to keep you motivated to, and give back to you more than just the commissions that we'll pay, the referral commission, but we want to give you more visibility and more opportunities for conversions and leads, lead generation. Absolutely. You could put a lead generation. I wouldn't put a lead generation thing in here because,
because they could have to pay credits.
You could, but they could get it elsewhere for free, right? But
right, exactly.
Something that they're going to actually really want to use their credits for.
So, I love that.
Yay.
Well, overall, I mean, if you want to stand out and differentiate your business with clients and grow exposure online, which is what we all really want, and most importantly, get more conversions, you have two opportunities just to review. You can join Social Buzz Club as a member that wants to post and share. And we actually have a way for you to get a trial of that with a special coupon. So one, join Social Buzz Club, and two, bring friends on. So become an affiliate and bring friends on so that you have that awesome content they're spreading around. So sign up for a free trial at socialbuzzclub.com/trial, and you'll use coupon code BUZZ14, all lowercase, BUZZ14. And that will get you in for a 2-week trial, so you can get in there, share some, try it out, and see how wonderful it is. I'll be in there. And if you want to let me know that you're in there and you started your trial, I'll start sharing for you too.
Heck yeah.
So come on in.
I'll share to my 30,000.
Right? Yeah. And let me know too. Like I said, let me know that you're getting in, and I'll help you along the way, because that's one of the big things that Laura does, is actually support her affiliates, support her clients. So if you need help, I can help too, to get you familiar with the system. So thank you again, Laura, for joining us and telling about Social Buzz Club.
And one more thing. On that landing page, we'll also put a link to join as an affiliate.
Oh, gotcha. So, yes, we do need that. So you'll have sign up and then a link to go join as an affiliate.
Great.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I look forward. I know that the information that Laura has will be on the podcast more in the future too. We have lots of ideas for you guys on ways to optimize your social media. So thank you again, Laura.
You're welcome. And again, go to socialbuzzclub.com/trial for all the information. And I look forward to buzzing for you.
Yay. And so join us next time if you want to demystify more marketing and business management topics. Follow us online, subscribe to our podcast, join the conversation on Facebook. And if you found this episode helpful, please, please spread the aloha by sharing on social media, especially if you have your Social Buzz Club account. Thank you all for joining us. Have a blessed week, and I can't wait to see what you create. All right, honey.